Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. For decades, the Piedmont Triad enjoyed a thriving jazz scene well into the 90s, when it wasn't that hard to find a jazz club or an open mic jam session in progress on any given night. Those heydays may have come and gone, but my guest today, one of the region's finest jazz musicians, composer double bassist Matt Kendrick, is doing his darndest to bring them back. You can hear Matt swinging Tuesday nights from 8 to 11 with drummer John Wilson and keyboardist Ken Rhodes at Tate's Bar on 4th Street in downtown Winston-Salem. It's open mic night every Tuesday night at Tate's, and you'll find links to more information at wfdd.org/triadarts.
I always liked to listen to music when I was a kid. I used to Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass. And then my grandfather gave us a bunch of records, and he had this one thing he could play on piano that was kind of like this little boogie thing. But we'd play it again, Papa. And he'd play it. But he had some Benny Goodman records and some Teddy Wilson. I remember the first time I think I heard a trio of Teddy Wilson playing.
Teddy Wilson, great pianist, and Benny Goodman, great clarinet player.
Yeah. But hearing Teddy Wilson play like jazz piano for the first time was kind of like, you know, I just remember hearing that and going, golly, listen to that. I never heard anything like that, you know, and because, you know, he was an accomplished, he could do it, man. I started playing bass around 14, had a guitar and stuff before that, and went to a band rehearsal and started playing bass. And
electric at that point or upright?
Electric. Yeah, the bass player wanted to sing, so I got to play bass. And I could do it and fell in love with it instantly. And so I saved my $35 and went and got some crappy bass down at the pawn shop and learned how to play it. But then played in, you know, like rock bands and a lot of improvisational rock music. We played a lot of Allman Brothers and Cream, and you know, where you improv a lot, you know, there's a lot of jamming going on. And then I heard Weather Report one night late. I heard
Jaco Pastorius.
No, it was pre-Jaco. It was Mysterious Traveler with Alfonso Johnson on bass.
Alfonso Johnson.
Yeah, I just heard that and I was like, wow, what is that? The weirdest thing is I had this record by Dave Holland called Conference of the Birds.
Dave Holland, another great bass player with Keith Jarrett and other players.
Yeah, he played with everybody, Miles. But this particular record had Sam Rivers on alto sax and Anthony Braxton on sax and drummer Barry Outshaw. And it was called Conference of the Birds, a very avant-garde record that I picked up at Zayers. I like the cover. That looks cool. I think I'll buy it. Back when they had albums, and I put on this weird record, listened to it, and I didn't know what in the world I was listening to. It was like kind of Ornette plus, you know. It was Ornette Coleman, who was a modern jazz innovator of the avant-garde, I guess you could say.
So
I sort of backed into it, and then I got into fusion because I was playing in this big funk band. We played like a lot of Mandrill and OJs and Parliament, where we'd have like these long extended funk jams while the people would dance for 20 minutes, and when they quit dancing we'd stop and play another tune. That was the general concept, and damn, it was called Tragedy AD.
So from that was an interesting little travel we just had there, man, because you went from Teddy Wilson and Benny Goodman, then you went to avant-garde, and then now we're going back to fusion funk, and then from there you got an upright at that point?
It was just all over the place through high school. You know, I was just music, and I knew I wanted to be a bass player. I didn't know how it worked or whatever, but I just wanted to do it. So then, high school ended, and I had to do something, so I went down to the School of the Arts. They needed bass players. So I go down there and auditioned for Lynn Peters.
An upright bass?
I go down with my electric bass.
Oh, okay. This is in front of she was the principal bass player in the Winston-Salem Symphony at that point?
Yeah, she played with Detroit Symphony and a bunch of other stuff.
The real deal.
Yeah, Lynn. And she took me on, and I practiced, man, you know, 4, 5, 6 hours a day. Wow. Like a fiend, you know, just to get that big monster happening. And the next year I got thrown in the orchestra. So there I am, after playing the bass for a year, I'm playing Brahms Requiem.
Wow.
I think it developed some sort of inferiority complex. Yeah.
Well, that's a big meaty part for the bass.
God.
My word. So, what was that transition like for you then? I mean, you really threw yourself into it, but just going from electric to upright bass. I mean, you got to really have some strength in those fingers for that upright, don't you?
Yeah. Well, I didn't know. I was 18. I was stupid. It was big. Okay. And I just started playing it over and over. You know, I had this bow, and I just played it all the time. And whatever she told me to do, I just did it. About 2 years ago, I decided, okay, this town has got to get something going on. There was very little going on jazz-wise. There was no open mic night, no gathering or focal point or anything. So I said to myself, it's time to, you're going to have to go do this again. Because it's a lot of work, you know. And So I went down to the old Winston Club and looked at that. I said, well, maybe. And I went down to Tate's and sat down, had a drink, sat at the bar. There's a friend of mine there. She said, let me introduce you to this guy. And John was there, John Tate. And I talked to him for a little while and said, well, you know, I'm thinking about this open mic thing. And they had just opened and they were like, you know, just smoking. You know, it was this crowd because it was the hottest new place. And he said, well, let's try it. So, you know, and I explained, I said, it's a commitment, man, you know, because we can make this like an institution. It'll become a thing. People know where it is. And it's part of the fabric of the community. It's, you know, it's a commitment. And he understood that and embraced it. And he's been very supportive of it. And so we've been down there for 2 years doing open mic night. And the cats come down, they hang out and they play and they, you know, people get to interact with each other. And since we started that gig a couple of years ago, there's a couple more gigs downtown. The Crankies has one on Mondays.
Open mic night?
Yeah, it's like a 7:30. It's more like a sort of a rock jazz thing. It's with Daniel Seraph has that going on. And we're on Tuesdays from 8 to 11 at Tate's. And then on Wednesdays, they have one at Encore, which is beside the Stevens Center.
Hmm.
And that's 8 to 11. And then on Sundays, there's live jazz at Milner's. Charlie Colbert does that, and he's been up there for years now.
Well, so describe the scene for me, because these open mic things, jam sessions, you just put me in the audience, and what am I going to see?
Well, if you come down to Tate's on a Tuesday, the first set, usually it's me and Ken Rhodes and John Wilson. We'll play some tunes.
Ken Rhodes, pianist, yeah. And John Wilson, drummer.
Right. And we'll be playing standard swinging jazz tunes. They have a piano down there, a real piano, and I'm playing acoustic bass, and it's pretty swinging. And then some guys will filter in, some of the saxophone players, and they'll get a drink, and they'll eventually, when they want to feel like playing, they'll come up and start playing, and a singer or two might come by. And by the end of the night, you might be hearing, like this the other night, we had Cameron McManus on trombone, and Chick Freeman, this guy from San Francisco, he plays alto, and Burns, he moved back here just because they wanted to get out of there. And he comes in, and God, it's like amazing. And Matt Cosma comes and plays his tenor, and Josh Tillman will come by with his trumpet, and we have some really good singers that come through there, and it's just really something. Sometimes it's amazing, you know, I mean.
You never know what you're going to see. That's the beauty of those sorts of open mic setups. I mean, it just depends on who's in the audience on that day.
Yeah, well, we had one at the Speakeasy, I was going to say. I did that one for years. I don't know if as long as they were open.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Speakeasy had, we did it on Wednesday there. That was after Leon's in Speakeasy and now Tate's. So it's kind of like an institution. And there's more people doing it downtown. And because it was successful, I think it helped get some other clubs going downtown. And so things are definitely picking up around here.
That's composer, double bassist, and Wake Forest University Music Department faculty Matt Kendrick. He's spreading the jazz gospel and walking it like he talks it at Tate's Bar in downtown Winston-Salem. Tuesday night is open mic night at Tate's with Matt on bass, keyboardist wizard Ken Rhodes, and drummer extraordinaire John Wilson. That's every Tuesday night beginning at 8 at Tate's Bar, 279 West 4th Street in downtown Winston-Salem. So if you're a jazz fan or musician in search of a hip jazz scene in the Triad, along with an outstanding cocktail, search no more. You'll find links to more information at wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.